it's Dave. A word about something I wear every time I'm on stage. One golden thread. My wife introduced me to this great line of clothing that fits just about any gig I do. Their shirts breathe, move with me, and stay comfortable whether it's hot, cold, or anywhere in between. I feel like my body and soul are in tune when I wear them. They're made from tree-based fibers, and every piece helps plant a tree. I'm an affiliate, and you can use the code in the show notes for 18% off at onegoldenthread.com. Feel free and gig on. It's Dave Goodrich. Looking to take your life in music to where you want it to be, but you are unsure about where to start? I'm here to help you. Check out coaching options at davegoodrich.com/work with me. See the show notes for more details.
Welcome to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich, where music is life. From the beginning, I've always had a deep love for music. I've spent my life creating and perfecting my lifestyle to surround it. My life is an adventure in song and sound, and I'm excited to share what I collect along the way. Join me as we discover new ways to live a richer, more satisfying lifestyle in music. I'm your host, Dave Goodrich. I'm a performing singer, songwriter, producer, and music coach. I want to help you get better at what you do.
Hello, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich. Today we're talking about something that can be found at the crossroads of music, creativity, and life itself. Certainty. Not certainty as in knowing exactly how everything is going to turn out, but certainty as a mindset you carry into the unknown. Because if you think about it, most of what we do, especially in music, is built on stepping into situations where we don't have full control over the outcome. And yet some of the most powerful performances, the most meaningful experiences, and the most defining moments in life happen in those situations where we step fearlessly into the unknown. If you've ever watched a great jazz musician improvise, you've seen this in action. Think about players like Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, artists who could step onto a stage with no fixed plan and create something completely alive in the moment. From the outside, it may look like uncertainty, like anything could happen. And that's true. You don't know from the onset how the sounds will ultimately intertwine. But underneath that uncertainty in the moment, it's something very structured, something that's rooted in deep knowledge, something that was built on years of practice, thousands of hours of listening and playing, and a lifetime of immersion in scales, chord progressions, harmony, and rhythm. These jazz artists are drawing from something they've built over time. That's where their certainty comes from. They trust their foundation enough to let go of control. And that's the interesting paradox. Certainty doesn't eliminate uncertainty. It allows for you to move through it. An improvising jazz musician isn't necessarily certain about what exact notes they're going to play 10 seconds from now. But they are certain that whatever comes out will flow in a meaningful way, because they've developed the ability to respond and are present. They've trained their ears, their hands, their instincts. They've built a relationship with the unknown. And in a way, that's what we're all doing in life. We don't get a full written score. We get a framework, our experiences, our knowledge, our skill set, and then we improvise from there. There's actually research that supports this idea of certainty as a driver of action. An article by Professor Zachary Tormala of Stanford University and Derek Rucker of Northwestern's Kellogg School of Management asserts that the more certain people are of their beliefs, the more likely they are to act on them. That's important to understand because action is what creates movement in your life and career. I want to highlight a particular nuance here. Certainty isn't about being right. It's about being committed enough to move. And that commitment is where people often get stuck, because they wait until they feel completely sure about everything before they act. And that moment of forward movement never comes. There's always some level of unknown in life. So what do? You build your version of musical theory for life. Just like a jazz musician studies scales and harmony, you build your internal framework, your experiences, your values, your understanding of who you are. You pay attention to what works, what doesn't, what feels aligned, what drains you, and what expands you. That becomes your reference point. And then, when life throws something unexpected at you, and it will, you have something to draw from. You won't freeze. You will respond. I've experienced this personally. There was a time when I was developing my solo sets. Hours, days, weeks of practice, writing, building out my repertoire, refining my arrangements, and figuring out a flow. There was no guarantee that any of it would pay off. There was no certainty that the gigs would come, that the audience would show up, that it would turn into something sustainable. But there was a deeper certainty that I held on to. Call it belief, call it conviction, call it faith. There's an old phrase musicians have used for a long time: keep the faith. That phrase has stuck around because it voices eternal wisdom. It conveys the understanding that you don't need to know exactly how things are going to unfold in order to know that what you're doing matters in the scheme of life. It's the kind of certainty that allows you to keep showing up even when results are delayed. There's a leadership perspective that echoes this. Certainty isn't about control. It's about conviction. When people operate from conviction, they move, take up space, and communicate differently. You can feel their grounded authority. In his book, Higher Status, Jason Capital guides readers into the art of body language that displays this grounded air of certainty. I want to mention a caution here. Not all certainty is helpful. There's research and thought leadership that points out the danger of over-certainty. Harvard psychology professor Ellen Langer describes certainty as something that can harden our thinking and shut down possibility. And that makes sense. If you become so certain that you're no longer open, you stop learning, you stop adapting, you stop listening. So the goal isn't rigid certainty. It's grounded certainty. Certainty in who you are combined with openness to what's happening. And this is where knowing yourself becomes essential. Because how do you know if you're certain about the right thing? You check in. You pay attention. You notice how your actions affect you day to day, moment to moment. You create space to reflect. I touched on this in the last episode when we talked about reset. That time away, that step back, it's for recalibration. It's how you refine your internal framework. It's how you stay aligned with your own signal instead of reacting to everything around you. There's also something to be said about resilience here. Some perspectives describe certainty as something you actively create in uncertain environments. Not by controlling outcomes, but by deciding how you're going to show up regardless of those outcomes. That can be powerful because it shifts the focus from what's happening to you to how you're responding to it. It puts you back in the driver's seat. And if you think about it, that's exactly what happens in improvisation. The environment changes, the band shifts, the audience responds, the movement evolves, and the musician adapts. They don't panic or shut down. They listen, respond, and create. That's a skill we can all develop. So maybe the question isn't, how do I eliminate uncertainty? Maybe the better question is, how do I become someone who can move through uncertainty with certainty? Someone who trusts their foundation, someone who knows their identity, someone who can respond instead of react. Because when you reach that point, something changes. You stop waiting for perfect conditions. You stop needing guarantees. You start creating from where you are, with what you have. And that's where real momentum begins. So here are some things to ask yourself. Where in your life are you waiting for certainty before you act? What would happen if you shifted that? If you built your foundation, trusted it, and stepped forward anyway, intentionally and with awareness. Because just like in music, the most powerful moments often aren't planned. They're played. They're felt. They're created in real time by someone who has done the work and is willing to trust it. So, before I go, I will leave you with a few lines plucked here and there from my song, So Far From Hollywood. They speak to this idea of embracing the uncertainty of life with certainty and conviction. You never know whether that embrace will lead, but I'm certain it will be worth it. Jump into the great unknown with life ahead and seeds unsown, where taxis speak and towers high connect the ground to blue, blue sky. Feel your feet firm on the ground, a train full speed without a sound. Find yourself in love one day, knowing that your love will stay. If you want to hear the whole song, check out the link in the show notes. It's one of my faves. Thanks for spending this time with me. Until next time, much love and much music.
To never miss an episode, click the subscribe button. To sign up for the 15 Minutes with Dave Goodrich newsletter, go to 15minutes.powersongtribe.media. That's 15minutes.powersongtribe.media.
Presented by Powersong Tribe, a songwriting adventure company. Own your song, own your power.